Welcome to This Mum Is a Mumpreneur Part 2.
This Mum Is Podcast with Newbie, keeping parenting real.
I'm Kate Cocker and I am exploring what it is to be a mum in business. If you're a new mum, going on maternity leave can be such a life-changing moment that it can really make you reevaluate everything that you want to be doing in your life. In part two of This Mum Is a Mumpreneur, you're going to hear from two women who are mumpreneurs themselves, but they help other women in business. Sarah Akwesombe set up Noble Business School to cut through the bull of business and help women find their way in the world that they wanted to create for themselves. And Nicola Hewlin, who set up the Empower Academy from her experience of running businesses from way back when. Now, when I hit maternity leave, I had this moment where I decided that I was going to become an entrepreneur. And so I bought a load of teddy bears off the internet, really cheap, really cute ones. One was dressed like a pirate, one dressed like a skateboarder, one dressed like a martial arts champion. And I thought, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get them, and I'm going to put them back on the internet, and I'm going to sell them for more than I bought them for. That's business, right? Easy peasy. I will be a millionaire. 4 months later, those teddy bears were still in a bin bag in our bedroom, just taking up room. What was I thinking? I've got a baby. There is no way that I can do this. So those teddy bears, I'm afraid to say, went to the charity shop. As it happened, I took redundancy in my second maternity leave and ended up running my own business, which was around presenter training, which completely aligned with who I am and what I do. And that's why I love what Nicola Hewlin is talking about. Nicola Hewlin is the founder of Empower, an organisation that supports women in business. Now, she has a huge community, a mastermind of mumpreneurs, and she's written a book, The Invisible Revolution, which is about mumpreneurs and how mums are finding their own way in building a business so that they can lead the life that they want to lead. And it includes this 14 pillars of what determines your success. She's worked with thousands of women across the globe. And what I love about her is that she's all about doing things holistically. And she's also run businesses outside of a time when there was social media and the internet. So she didn't just use online, but now she drives her business online. So, founder of Empower, business coach, business consultant, author of the book The Invisible Revolution, this mum is Nicola Hewlin. So, okay, let's start from the top then. Give me a definition in your mind. What is a mumpreneur?
Oh, mumpreneur. So that word in itself, I know that it's a bit like Marmite, isn't it? Yeah. Love it, hate it. It does polarise. I think I started off on that other side of the camp, like, well, Why should it be any different? I'm just a woman in business. You know, why do I need the mum label? And actually, very quickly, probably just a couple of years in, and I still maintain to this day, it's a badge of honour. It's something to be proud of because it is different when you're starting and growing a business. Is challenging anyway, and when you are faced with a very unique set of constraints and challenges of other human beings who are dependent on you. Younger, they are dependent on you for survival and their emotional needs as they get older. It is different, but I don't want to drop that mum's part. You know, we're not just women in business. Being a woman in business is amazing, and being a mum in business means that when you meet another mum and in business, you are like-minded, you meet that kindred spirit, and all of a sudden we get it. Oh yeah, I get what kind of a journey you're on. I get the kind of challenges and struggles that you face on a daily basis. So to come back to your question, what is, what is mumpreneur? What is mum in business? It is a woman who has is combining two challenges. The challenge of starting and growing a business whilst raising a family. It's as simple as that in definition terms, but it's far less simpler in reality. There is no one cookie cutter, follow this 31-step formula to success. Yeah. Everybody's different. Everybody has different strengths. And so what we do in the MBA is really equip women in business with frameworks and strategies and models so that they can carve out their way that's going to best suit them within this bigger picture of business being a part of life.
Yeah. That's absolutely key, business being a part of life, because for me, becoming in inverted commas, a mumpreneur, setting up my own business once I was a mum, was because I was battling always this work-life balance and I just wanted it to be life. I just wanted it to be all of it is part of who I am. This is what I do. I've got the babies. I've got the business. Off we go. The one thing that really stood out for me, though, is that I had to really come to terms with pace, like doing things at a speed, because a lot of the time you're looking up to people who have run their businesses and they've got this far in like a year to a six-figure business or whatever. And it just didn't feel realistic for me as a mum. Do you find that with the women that you're working with?
Yeah, absolutely. We talk about that a lot within the community. And I think there's several aspects to this. I think, certainly I experienced this myself. I think if you're coming from the corporate world, that shift, that leap of faith, it takes time to find your feet as an entrepreneur. It's a big, big change. And we were talking earlier about the changes that happen when you become a mother, you know, let alone making that leap into entrepreneurship. Just becoming a mother, having a baby, your sense of identity changes, your values shift. So you've got all these shifting sands. That takes time in itself. And, you know, I say that when you hear about these overnight successes, I do believe there are some, but they are few and far between. Often behind an overnight success story is something that's been 5, 10, 15 years in the making. There's this whole story that has led up to this seeming overnight success. And so finding the pace that's right for you is so, so important if you're in this business for the long game. It's for life, in theory. And you don't want to burn out and you don't want to create yourself a new time trap.
Sound like you're talking from experience there. So you were saying to me about your first business, was it? I love that phrase, time trap. So tell us about that. Tell us how that worked out for you.
Yeah, so at the beginning, I learned a lot of lessons the hard way. And I don't say that lightly. So when I first left the corporate world, my very first family business, in inverted commas, which was supposed to be idyllic on paper, was we sold everything up in the UK with my then husband and bought a rundown restaurant, did it all up, did the whole kind of close it down, DIY SOS, and converted it. And
so you literally just went, oh, I'm just going to press this button and blow it all up.
Yeah.
Move my whole life, off we go.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And we opened up this semi-gastronomic restaurant. And to cut a very long story short, we had that restaurant for 2 years. And on paper, it was probably financially the most successful business I'd ever run. However, it was my biggest personal failure. That was the contrast, because the focus had been on the business success without looking at the holistic bigger picture. That financial success came at a huge personal cost. And my son was only 4 months old when we moved in. And those 2 years were an even bigger time trap, energy drain. I was emotionally and physically burnt out after those 2 years, and it was like, this is definitely how not to do business as a mum. Definitely not. Hindsight's a wonderful thing, and I look back and I know that was the catalyst, really, for my 15 years as an entrepreneur to say, it must be possible. What does it really take to build a successful business, but without compromising my quality of family life? It must be possible to have it all. And that was the start of my Empower quest, although I just didn't know it was Empower at the time.
Okay, so my final question then is, I walk up to you and I go, right, I've got this great idea. I'm going to start a business, I'm going to leave my job. I'm going to start up as a mumpreneur. What is the best advice, like top three bits of good advice or tips that you would say?
all top three.
I know, so many struggle.
The first thing I'd want to say is fantastic. Fantastic. It is the most rewarding adventure. Terrifying adventure. I use the word terrifying. It's half terrifying, half exciting. It's a terrifying adventure. And it's an amazing experience. So I'd say fantastic. And I would want to say, before you deep dive in headfirst, take time to figure out your plan. And planning is a word that either people look, they glaze over, they look really bored. It's like, oh, planning, that's so boring, or it's so restrictive. And what I mean by planning is take time to figure out your why. Simon Sinek, start with why.
Yeah.
Figure out your why. Figure out what, you know, why do I want to do this in the first place? And think holistically. Don't just plan for business. Think, okay, what do I want from business and life? What's the big picture here? So you can set a direction, and so that you can strategize and figure out, okay, what do I want to do? And when you get to the how part, what are my strengths? How am I going to go about this? So that you have a plan in place. And the other piece of advice I would give is when you're on that journey, think of farming. Farming is a wonderful metaphor for starting out in business, because I have a lot of women that come to me and they're very overwhelmed and anxious, understandably, that they're not getting the results in their business that they expect and need and want. And that's a very difficult place to be. But a farmer understands that there is a cycle, and that there is a season to everything, and that when you have a plan that helps you strategically to understand those phases and the seeds that you're sowing and the conditions that you need to maintain for those seeds to ultimately produce the harvest, it makes it a lot easier. So if anybody listening to this is struggling, that I'm putting in so much time and energy and money and I'm not getting anything back, first of all, you need to make sure that the conditions are right, that you have got those 14 pillars in place, that there's not, is there an ingredient missing, you know? But also, what stage of the journey are you at? And so that's about having the right measures of progress in place so that we don't end up beating ourselves up every day or comparing ourselves to somebody who's 5-10 years further down the line and has got that amazing business income. There's no comparison. They're further ahead in the journey.
I've got a friend who talks about how a couple of years ago she'd be posting things on Instagram about her business. And she said she'd get loads of messages from people going, oh, you look like you're doing really well. You're doing really easy. And she was like, could you tell my bank balance? So when she said that, I was like, that really opens you up to going that, you know, when you see the people online going, this is going really well, this is going really well, doesn't always mean it's going well in the way that they want. You know what I mean? It's like, it's, everybody's got their little sticking points, and everybody's got the, you know, they have to tend to their field in different ways, I guess.
Definitely.
Probably the way I would put it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in and talking to us. Do you have, this is not business related, this is mum related, when the babies were really little, what got you through?
What got me through? I think giving myself permission to do things my way and find my way. Permission to not have to get things perfect. Permission to be okay with making mistakes. And not being too hard on myself, really.
It's definitely supposed to be messy, isn't it? It's never the same every day.
Definitely.
And it's that thing of when they're little and they're tiny and things change every week. One week can feel like absolute hell and you think it's going to be this way forever, and it's really not.
When you're in the eye of the storm, I think that's the hardest thing, is to have that perspective, and hindsight's always a wonderful thing. But that's the beauty about, you know, find your tribe, be part of a community who can support you. I love the African proverb, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go with others.
Oh, I love that.
And, you know, when you're surrounded by the right people, anything is possible. And when you have a community like Empower of very different but like-minded, like-hearted women who are on a similar journey, all different stages, they can help give others that hindsight and say, yeah, I've been there, or I'm a bit further than you are, just to encourage and to help shed a bit of light on what can sometimes be a bit of a dark and lonely stage in a journey. So surround yourselves with the right people, find your tribe, find your community.
/ WhatsApp group. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure.
If you want to find out more about Nicola Hewlin and Empower, there's a MBA there, the Empower Business Academy. She runs courses, she has a mastermind, there's Facebook groups. Go find her at www.empower.academy. She's also done this great TED Talk about how mums in business are changing the world. And I absolutely love that holistic approach, that looking at pace so it's in your own way. And that African proverb that she said, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. What a great little quote, great little takeaway for you as well. Okay, so next up, and our final guest on This Mum Is a Mumpreneur in this episode is Sarah Akwesombe. Now, Sarah set up Noble Business School off the back of running her own interior design company. She is CEO of two humans, Marley, who's 6, and Mia, who has just arrived. She is one of the most colourful people you will possibly see on the internet. Her Noble Business School focuses on women in business, creating a life that they want to lead, and has a ton of mums in there as well. She's great fun. I can't wait for you to meet her. This mum is Sarah Akwesombe, and I'm going to start right from the top and get her to tell us about Noble Business School. Noble Business School then, when did you set that up?
I set that up. It's really funny. I was trying to think about it this morning. Mm. I think it was November 2017.
And why? There you go. What is your why?
Why? Well, I think I've always enjoyed teaching. No matter what role I've been in, I've always wanted to share whatever I've learned. So I used to make music, and I would teach kids that were in gangs how to make music. As soon as I started doing business stuff, I always wanted to pass on my knowledge, especially to women, because I think being as confident as I am and taking all these risks and seeing them pay off, I'm just kind of like, oh my god, we should all be doing this. And so I'm really kind of enthusiastic about just like sharing what I've learned.
Yeah. No bull business school to me implies that you believe that there is bull out there. So what's the bull that you're raging against?
Rage against the bull.
Raging against the bull.
I wouldn't say that there's bull in terms of actual business advice. I think most business advice is quite similar in lots of different ways, and it's about how it's put to people. But I think there's a lot of bull out there in terms of you know, just the kind of, oh, it's not about being an overnight success, but watch how fast I made 15 grand. You know, yeah. It's just kind of, I think there's a lot of, I guess it's about the approach really, and kind of showing off the flashy cars and the Rolexes, like just quite a masculine way of showing success, I think. And I think that's kind of what we're going against. And I think it's just also kind of my style more than anything. Like, I'm very direct. I don't beat around the bush. I don't suffer fools gladly. It's kind of like, okay, I'm not going to give you any BS here. This is what's going wrong.
Yeah.
And I think I started to see that people really appreciated that straight talk, like kick up the bum kind of thing, rather than, oh, you know, like touchy-feely. And we can be touchy-feely at times, you know. I'm a woman, I'm have emotions, and you know, business isn't always easy, but I think people most appreciate when someone just goes, look, you're not doing this, and you just need to knuckle down and do this thing, and then that's what's going to work.
What's the kind of main thing that people aren't doing that they should be doing, if you like?
Confidence, funnily enough.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I'm in the middle of surveying all of my audience and all of my customers at the moment, because I just kind of wanted to put together some stats on, you know, exactly that, like why aren't we in business more and what's kind of holding us back. And the number one answer is confidence. And I don't know whether that's about lack of role models or just being in a patriarchal society for so long, or, you know, business stuff traditionally not being spoken in a language that suits women. But that is kind of the number one thing. And I guess, like with all the courses that we do, they're very factual and they're kind of practical guides to how to do ABC, but they're, my friend said they're like self-help because they're like practical, but at the same time you get this real kind of, you know, you can do it, we're in this together, it's possible, get off your ass and let's do it.
So I think one of the things that probably stops women from going forward into something new like you have, like completely new, like you just said, I knew nothing about interior design and I sort of blagged my way in, is that it's that imposter syndrome, that, well, I don't know enough. What did it take in you to go, I just want to do this and I'm doing it?
It's really, I spent a lot of time trying to pick apart this confidence thing because I am quite aware that I do have this real like balls out, I'm going for it, don't worry about it. And the first voice that I hear when I have an idea, the first voice that I hear is not going, oh, you shouldn't be doing that, that's terrible. The first voice I hear is like, oh my God, that's amazing, that's going to be the best thing of life. Like, you know, and I'm kind of constantly trying to be like, how do I pick that apart and teach that to other people? Because I'm so aware that that is the number one reason why women don't take more risks and don't start their own businesses and, you know, all that kind of thing. But I think you just got to, it is a, the only way you can build confidence is by taking those risks. Yeah. And so it's kind of a, it's a vicious cycle in a way that if you don't, if you're too scared to take the risk, you will never build the confidence. So
yeah, there's like a confidence competence cycle. So it's almost like you've got to have the confidence to do the thing, because then it will give you confidence to do it again.
I don't know if you've got to have confidence to do it. You've just got to be brave. Like, I think that's the best way, because you don't, I don't walk into every situation, well, I do now, but I'm sure I didn't when I was 18 or 19. I wouldn't walk into every situation confident, but I was brave and I could put in my mind, well, this is worth more, you know, if this goes right, I'll get this thing, which is really, really good, as opposed to, well, if I don't try, I'm just staying on the same trajectory like throughout my life, and I've never wanted that.
Yeah, so it's about taking that kind of holding your breath and just going for it. Okay, so in light of that, when has it gone wrong for you?
Oh, loads of times probably. But do you know what? I'm quite good at like not dwelling on it. So, I mean, I can't even give you like an example, but there's definitely things that I've done that haven't been as successful or haven't like resonated with people as well as I thought they would. I mean, I've tried to start many businesses in my lifetime and loads of them didn't work. One was a makeup artist business.
Yeah.
Then I had like another online school that was doing more kind of music production style thing, and that just like never took off.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's things that go wrong all the time, but I don't dwell on them.
No, and what I'm hearing is I think you're demonstrating the stuff that you're talking about people struggling with, is that actually your brain goes, oh, this is such a great idea, it's going to make me millions or whatever, and then you do it and it doesn't, and that's okay, you know, and we'll just move on to the next one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's just kind of like, oh, well, I learned loads from doing that. That's going to make my next idea better.
Yeah.
And like what I've learned as well is that people really forget stuff like so quickly. And that if you're quite clever, you can really shape like what people remember about you and like how things go. Like you're basically in control of shaping people's perception of you. It's not outside of your control. Like people don't just go and make up their minds. You can very much control it.
Yeah. And I think as women, what we're always really good at, or generally very good at, is that building relationships. And we know that if something goes wrong, you make it right. And you make it right real quick, and that can often, for clients, that builds trust rather than the other way around.
Definitely. And there's really a movement at the moment of I hate the word authenticity because it's so like played out right now, but it is that thing of like, you know, if I mess something up in my business and I don't know, something doesn't get delivered to my customers, as long as I talk about it and I go, do you know what, I'm really sorry, I've messed up here, but I'm really working on it, I'm only human, blah blah blah, like, please just bear with me, people are so responsive to that now. I think, like, 20 years ago, and you know, you see this in politics all the time, it's like, you can't ever admit a fault. Admitting a fault is the worst thing in the entire world. Admitting you're human is bad, don't do that. But actually, like, with things like social media and, like, a lot more women in business now, I think you're seeing that more kind of honest, this is the reality, I've messed this up, but do you know what, like, can you just try and be understanding? And everyone always is.
Yeah, because you're a real person then. Talking of which, on your Twitter this week, I have two kids in the middle of moving house, summer holidays now on, 2,000 students to keep happy, content to create and sales to keep making so we all have cash flow, all whilst trying to be a good mum and wife and eat well and work out, lol. I was like, as soon as I read it, I went, yeah, I feel that. So I was going to ask, so now that Mia's in the picture, you're doing it all over again, you've got a really little one in the house, how is that with, how are you managing that with balancing the business alongside it?
So the first month, I would say, because basically I had no maternity leave, you know, everyone's like, oh, how long are you taking off? I'm like, well, basically nothing. I think I literally had 2 days or something. I had the day that I was in hospital and about a few days when I got home. I think I was back to filming like 3 days after we got home.
Wow.
So the first month, I would say, was a mess. Like, I was really struggling with just, oh my God, what I wanted to work. Like, I love work. Like, I'm obsessed with it and I love my business. So I just wanted to get my hands on the laptop and have quiet time to work, like, as much as I could. But then obviously we were passing the baby around and feeding her and changing her. And so I was really personally struggling with that new balance.
Mm.
But I think now, you know, just even 2 months later, like, it feels like back to normal. And I don't know whether that's because it's gone, you know, I mean, firstly, my husband's amazing. Like, he's my business partner, but he basically is also the best, like, dad of life. And he just does so much with the kids and makes sure that I haven't got to completely be worrying about it all the time.
Yeah.
We put into place, like, good childcare system and, I don't know, I think we've just got used to it, you know, just like hold the baby in one arm, do some stories in the other hand. And, like, you know, I have to take a couple of hours out here and there and that's fine.
What has being a mum in business taught you?
Oh, that's a really good question. Okay, so I think Marley taught me, Marley's my first daughter, she's 6 now. Marley taught me work ethic and how to work and how to really apply myself to create, like, the life that I wanted and we all wanted for our family. And then I think having Mia, like, 6 years later has taught me more how to wind down a little bit and not be so, like, on it, like, all the time with work. So I think they've kind of taught me different things, and I guess that's just about them coming at different periods, like, in my life.
Yeah, it sounds like they've taught you what you've needed to learn at that moment.
Exactly, yeah.
Top 3 tips for mums wanting to set up their own business.
Okay, first one is get your partner on board. Like, there is no way it's going to work if you have a really old school, like, chauvinist partner who's like, no, I work and you look after the kids. It's just not going to work. Like, I've seen it a million times over. It just doesn't work. So you need to get your partner on board, and you need to make sure that things like childcare and house stuff are getting equally shared, and that they understand that even if you aren't earning the kind of money that is half yet, that you will be, and you might even out earn them in the future. So they need to keep their eye out. So that's the first thing. I think the second thing is to get a really good childcare system in place, because you just can't. That, of course, you can do some things with the kids around, and obviously, like, when they're little, like, I can do stuff with Mia because she's quiet and sleeps a lot. But I know that as soon as she turns 1, that's going to be a different world. So you do need to have childcare in place, and that, again, might be about talking to your partner and making sure that they're willing to, like, contribute to that cost so that you can, like, work, basically.
And as well, I think, reduce guilt, because I think a lot when we put the kids in care into childcare, That's yeah. when the guilt starts happening. Oh, I've put my baby in, he's only 6 months old. It's like, no, that's part of you being able to be the mum you want to be.
Exactly. And create the lifestyle that you want for your family. Yeah, and also, like, don't think you're that great. Like, the things that the people are doing at nursery or whatever are probably way more interesting than, like, you sitting at home trying to work on your laptop and getting annoyed that your baby's crying. Like, they're probably going to have much more of a fun time at nursery anyway.
That's brilliant. Don't think you're that great. I love that. I love that.
I remember when we started putting Marley in nursery and she would just have like the best time, and she made all these friends, and you know, and I was like, oh, I can't offer her that at home. So why am I, you know, I don't feel bad about it because she's actually having a better time. She's learning more. Her social skills are better. Like,
yeah.
So that's the second one, childcare. And then I think the third one is to, you know, look out there, see what things are out there, or, you know, communities or things like the Noble Business School. I mean, I'm not going to say we're the only ones out there. There's so many things like what I do that are showing you what female entrepreneurship can be like and is the modern version of that with kids and all. And, you know, see what you can find, brush up your skills. Meet some other people that are doing the same thing. Talk to people that have done it before. Like, I always say to people, like, just any questions you've got, ask me. Because I know when I started out and I was looking at people that were successful, I was like, but what's her childcare situation like? And how much does her husband work? And who earns more money? And I had all these quite personal questions.
Yeah.
And I didn't ever ask them. But actually, I'm just so open. I'm like, if you've got any questions like that, just ask. Because I want to help someone in the position that I was in like 6 years ago.
Fab. Thank you so much. Where can we find you?
On all good Instagram sites. So Instagram/SarahAquasombie is my personal one. And then /NobleSchool is the Noble Business School. And then it's noblebusinessschool.com. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Sarah Aquasombie from Noble Business School joining the lovely lineup from this episode, which was Steph Douglas from DopeFlutByHerFlowers.com and Nicola Hewlin from the Empower Academy. What a journey through what being a mumpreneur is, and I really hope that you felt that there was more in there than just, you know, business tips. It was, I felt I got a lot of life tips out of that as well. I mean, things like support is key. This idea that you can have it all, but you can't do it all. You know, pull up that drawbridge, give yourself a break, make it work for you, rely on that personal choice. It's hard work, but remember, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. If you are looking for some support, some extra mums and a bit of a tribe to join in with, head to thismumis.co.uk, where we are gathering a community through the Facebook page, This Mum Is, and also at the Instagram account, which is @thismumis. Keep an eye out for any events that we've got going on in your area. It'd be lovely to see you. In fact, on September the 10th, we're going to be in Manchester with Gemma Atkinson and a whole host of really fun activities. So if you're in Manchester, make sure you go to the thismumis.co.uk website and sign up for the event. In the next episode of This Mum Is, I'm going to go for This Mum Is Tired. Oh, sleep is one of the luxuries of motherhood, isn't it? So I'm gathering some experts. I'm going to get them to give some tips on how to get baby to sleep. And I really want to know how to help you get some sleep as well. The whole point of This Mum is to make sure that no mum ever feels alone. And with that being the case, I would love it if you could go to wherever you get your podcast and subscribe, review, rate the podcast, because that's what helps us get to other mums as well. And if you've got a few mates and you've enjoyed this podcast, please, please recommend it to them as well. This has been This Mum Is a Mumpreneur in partnership with Newbie, keeping parenting real. And I will see you next time.